This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
In this half hour, we'll talk with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. But before we do, I want you to hear a clip from Fox News recently, the Fox and Friends program. Virginia Delegate Bob Marshall appeared on the program advocating his legislation, which has been proposed in this year's General Assembly session, that would make it illegal for homosexuals to serve openly in the Virginia National Guard. So an effort to maintain Don't Ask, Don't Tell at the state level. And before we go to Bob Holsworth to get his opinion on the prospects for this legislation in the General Assembly, let's hear from Bob Marshall himself.
Welcome back. The federal government has repealed Don't Ask, Don't Tell, but should it be a state's right to make that decision? In the Commonwealth of Virginia, a new bill is being drafted that would ban homosexuals from openly serving in the Virginia National Guard. Joining us with that right now is the guy behind that proposed bill, Delegate of Virginia's 13th District, Bob Marshall, right there, and Legislative Counsel for Equality for Virginia, Claire Castagnaga. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Now, Bob, you say that you can do this, ban gays from Virginia's National Guard, because this is a state's right issue.
Well, active homosexuals, not people with a sexual persuasion that way. This is a report from the DOD. They acknowledge that the regulations they're talking about apply only when in federal service. There are two Supreme Court decisions that support me. This has been the policy of the United States for 232 years, the moral assumption of the last 6,000 years. So when Congress decided to change this on a weekend, when they're in lame duck session, when they've been repudiated by the voters, and on a bill that dealt with Small Business Administration and allowed no amendments except this, that's a problem. They proceeded on false assumptions. Okay. They likened this to integration, not the same thing.
All right, Claire, what do you think?
The comments of Bob Marshall, Delegate Bob Marshall, and Bob Holsworth joins us, the founder and president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Coy. How are you?
Very, very good. So this legislation that Bob Marshall is proposing, saying that it's a state's rights issue and that the Virginia National Guard should not be the serviced in the Virginia National Guard should not be affected by decisions in Congress. What are the prospects of this legislation?
Well, you never want to underestimate Bob Marshall, but on the other hand, Coy, you have to recognize that Governor Bob McDonnell has basically said that while he was not in favor of the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, that once it's been done and once the military leaders have essentially said that they wanted it done so they could do so in an orderly way, and that the governor has said that he would like to have, at least on this issue, Virginia's policy linked to the national policy, I think it's a tough sell, particularly because, as I said, that the governor won't be supportive.
Yeah, the governor is definitely not in Bob Marshall's camp on this issue.
No, not at all. And I think, beyond that, I think what the governor probably worries about a little bit here is that this issue could get, most of the political oxygen and media attention over the next couple of weeks when he really has some pretty big fish to fry in this General Assembly session himself.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. I guess if you follow Bob Marshall's logic, Bob Holsworth, it would seem that Virginia could pass laws then that said that, you know, people of color or even women weren't allowed to serve in the Virginia National Guard, that could itself be a state's rights issue.
Yeah, I'm not sure that is exactly what Marshall is saying and the kind of logic he's presented. But the dilemma that he has here is that, you also have this situation where people in the Virginia National Guard can be called up to national service, and be serving the country right alongside, members of the, who signed up for what you might call the national military institution. And so my sense is that this is going to be a very, very difficult sell to people, largely because I don't think they quite see the way it's going to be sustained.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. The phone lines are open for you, 977-1070. If you want to join this conversation at any time, just give us a call, 977-1070. 1070. So, Bob, if I hear you right, it looks like most of the folks, even on the conservative side, will be following Bob McDonnell's lead on this issue, not Bob Marshall's.
Well, you know, one doesn't quite know all the time about what will happen, you know, once this gets into the political arena and once this gets before the assembly. But the notion that you're going to have the Virginia General Assembly, half of which is controlled by the Democrats, repudiating not only what seems to be federal law on this issue, but also the governor's position, seems to me to be a bit of a stretch. Now, people have underestimated Bob Marshall before, but at the end of the day, at least at the moment, we're not hearing this groundswell of support for this particular position.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. Let's go to Greg. He's in Albemarle County. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Go right ahead.
I have sort of a comment and a question. My question is why can't the military just be a non-sexual entity, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, asexual? Sexuality isn't brought up one way or another. And, of course, if you don't fraternize with your buddies, and it's just an asexual situation, it's not brought up either way. And then I'll sign off and hear what you all think of that.
Thank you very much. I suppose that commander of that aircraft carrier is wishing now that he hadn't introduced sexuality into his videos. Bob, yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And I think, actually, the caller's position is one that is probably held by a large segment of the population that is probably irrelevant.
Let's rejoin our conversation with Bob Holsworth. Bob, we lost you that cell connection, but just want to give you an opportunity to finish that thought.
Yeah, glad to be back, Coy. But you know, essentially, I was saying that at least at the moment, I haven't seen a groundswell of support among members of the General Assembly for this legislation. It doesn't seem to at least have captured what you might say their enthusiasm and sentiments the way some of the other anti-federal legislation may have. I think it's going to be far more interesting to see the extent of the support we may see for Speaker Howell's repeal amendment, for example.
Yeah, and tell us.
We're going to see more effort on that part, perhaps, than on the Marshall bill per se.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website's virginiatomorrow.com. Bob, preview for us, if you can, the 2011 General Assembly session, which is now just days away. And you mentioned that this first thing we can talk about, which a lot of Virginians may not even be aware of, is Speaker Bill Howell's proposal, which really is an amazingly federalist states' rights legislation that he's proposing. What's this all about?
Yeah, Howell has actually been a national leader on this, had a major article in the Wall Street Journal, but what he's essentially proposing, along with others, including some conservative law professors around the country, is that states pass their interest in a repeal amendment. And essentially, the amendment would say that if Congress passes legislation, major legislation, that two-thirds of the states oppose, the states could actually have the ability to repeal you know, congressional legislation. But this would have to be an amendment to the Constitution. It's highly unlikely that this is going to be passed by the Congress itself, particularly to limit its own power. I don't think you're going to see something like that come forward. So the only way to actually get this is that if the states held constitutional conventions on their own, and since the time of the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we haven't seen an amendment passed in this way. But it does have a lot of political power, you might say, and political energy to it, because it really, once again, emphasizes and punctuates that sentiment that became so prominent in 2010, and that is that the states are finding themselves and their rights and powers trumped all too often by a excessively large federal leviathan.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. How about the rest of the General Assembly session? You think we'll see anything about ABC privatization or anything significant on finally funding transportation infrastructure in Virginia?
Well, there's going to be two big things there that clearly the governor is going to put forward a plan B relatively soon about ABC privatization. The rumor now is that essentially that it would turn the sale over to private companies but have the state maintain the pricing so that the state wouldn't lose any money in the deal. I think the people who probably don't win on that deal are largely consumers, because what that means is that you wouldn't have competitive pricing in which one private seller would compete against the other. The prices would still be, publicly set. I think the transportation initiative is really one of the more fascinating ones, because Governor McDonnell is doing it to propose an initiative in which he wants to put, over the next 3 years and 4 years, about $4 billion into the transportation infrastructure. And he has a pretty wide-ranging set of proposals to fund it, some of which include, however, pretty significant bonding on part of the state. Many Democrats have already said they're opposed to this. They don't like it, that somehow Governor McDonnell is being fiscally irresponsible by doing so. But he's put the Democrats, I think, in a pretty interesting bind here. If they vote against $4 billion in transportation, does the Democratic Party begin to look like the party of no, just what they've accused the Republican Party of being for the next few years? So this is going to be a very fascinating battle, and what's going to be critical to it is that who's going to be able to frame for the public what it all actually means. Does it mean $4 billion in new roads, or is it really a program for new debt?
Bob Holdsworth is my guest at 5:47 on the clock. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. And Bob, I guess Virginians should be prepared to see a lot more of an old familiar face. Former governor, former Senator George Allen is going to be in the media quite a bit in 2011 this year, you think?
Well, absolutely. It really certainly appears that Governor Allen is gearing up for what he hopes will be a rematch with Senator Jim Webb in 2012. But what's become fascinating here is that you have this set of what you might call generational politics inside the Republican Party, where you have some young 30-somethings, Corey Stewart, chair of the Prince William Board of Supervisors, and Jamie Radke of, what you might call recent Tea Party fame, basically suggesting that they might run. Radke says that she's essentially in. Stewart says he's considering it, and both of them are pretty vocal in their criticisms of Allen. And so it's a pretty fascinating thing, Coy, if you think about it. A lot of people think presidential races are far too long, if they start 2 years ahead of time. But we essentially have a Senate race in which the election won't take place to November 2012 that has already started. And That's, I think, a pretty new thing for Virginia.
Yeah. Bob, before we let you go, your thoughts about the new Congress? They passed the gavel, of mighty big one, to the new speaker today. And your thoughts? I've been reading that this might be the most conservative Congress we've ever seen in America.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting and fascinating one. And we have the clear Virginia connection with Eric Cantor being installed as majority leader. And right today, right from the get-go, he issued a big challenge to President Obama, said, that he wanted to see spending cuts in the State of the Union address. And what you're going to see is that Cantor and Boehner, but we're going to have a Virginian in the middle of all of this. And the critical, I think, challenge for the Republicans is that people for the past 4 years have disliked Congress no matter who's been running it. Can Cantor and the Republican allies find some way not only to criticize the president, but to try to reinstitute, you might say, some level of confidence in the legislative branch among Americans? I think that's going to be a tough challenge.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, last question. Is there some issue that you don't think is getting enough attention right now at the beginning of 2011 here in Virginia, whether it's policy or politics, that you just don't feel is getting enough of a spotlight?
Well, I think right now, I think we're focused on a lot of the important issues. I think what will happen in the Assembly, however, a lot of these hot button social issues, particularly things you mentioned like gays and the guard, tend to dominate the public discussion over, I think, some of the big choices that we're going to have to make about transportation, the overall state budget, and spending on education. So, what I think likely to happen in a legislative session, quite frankly, is that some of the more, you might say, engaging, interesting, but perhaps less substantive issues sometimes take the spotlight away from the real big choices these legislators are going to be making.
It's a great point. The website is virginiatomorrow.com. It's must reading for those who want to stay in touch with what's going on in the world of politics and policy here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Bob Holsworth, of course, the founder and president. Bob, always great to talk to you. Have a terrific week.
You too, Coy. Take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.